You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
My 85-year young mom's worst fear right now is getting old-timers. That's Alzheimer's disease. Now, she's very independent and lives a very full, active life, but her biggest concern, yes, is losing her mind, but also what may happen to her four children, the emotional and psychological and financial burden that they may have to address as caregivers. Now, our next guest is here to shed some light for the caregiver and how to plan the future for your loved ones. Now, let's welcome author of The Caregiving Trap, Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes, Pamela Wilson.
Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.
Yes, how might family members identify, you know, first of all, this normal memory loss associated with aging versus what we really fear, which is dementia and Alzheimer's disease?
You know, I think about this every day. Sometimes I'll forget something, but the difference is within a few seconds I'll realize, hey, I forgot my keys. I forgot to pick this up. I forgot to pick that up. A person with memory loss forgets but doesn't realize that they forget. So if you have a parent and you're starting to notice little sticky notes all over the house reminding of things that they're supposed to do, or clutter, or newspapers piling up, or bills not getting paid, that could indicate early memory loss because their organizational function, their ability to remember to do things that we all take for granted is starting to get a little rusty.
Well, you know, I know my mother, and we talk about that a lot. You know, we talk about meeting somewhere and then she forgets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe at all she's going down that route. Yeah, we've got memory loss. And so what I do is I give her a lot of supplements that actually sparks her brain and everything like that. But you know what? I truly believe that she can live a very long, still 20 years. Her mother passed away at 104. So she's got that longevity gene. And I want her to stay around as long as possible because we all adore her. And she's got plenty of grandchildren that wants her around. So what else do you think that we can do as children on helping our parents?
You know, for helping our parents, you know, activity and what I call the relationship aspect versus the task. So, you know, all the research shows that the more people exercise and eat well and do mental activities, that kind of prevents this memory decline, even if it doesn't turn into Alzheimer's. So for children, it's spending quality time with your parents, you know, not necessarily being that task person who does, you know, does the dishes and picks up the laundry and all of that. Get your parents out. Be active with them. Do things. Make memories so that you have all these wonderful memories when your parents are gone. Find somebody
right.
else to do the task work.
Right, right. I'm my mom and I, we have these ritual of checking out the antique shows and flea markets. It's just a fun thing to do. We might not buy one thing, but we just love to be active and be outdoors at these flea markets. And I always talk about like our past, you know, you remember mom about this and just reliving some of the great memories. Do you think that would be helpful too? Reliving these memories?
Yes. Reminiscing is an amazing activity for older adults and parents. And I always talk about, you know, get those family recipes. Put the names on the back of all those pictures that are sitting in boxes. You know, because when your parents are gone, you're going to say, oh, we should have done this or we should have done that. Do it today. Don't wait.
Right, right. So, you know, when is the phase? I mean, you know, when it comes to, in my house, we've always taken care of our mother. In Korean, I'm Korean. As in where I was born, and we all keep our parents at home. And my mother went from my older sister. She went to live with me, and now she's with my younger sister. So, you know, she basically goes around. But when do you think is the best time to actually transition from possibly needing someone to come into the house and helping out?
You know, I always recommend doing it before there's a need. So even if it's something as simple as, you know what, I don't like to do housekeeping anymore and I'm 75, get a housekeeper, get somebody coming in so that there's a habit of help coming into the house, And then it's easier to say, well, you know what? I don't want to cook anymore. I'm going to have somebody come in and help me cook. Or, you know, I'm a little hesitant to stand up in the shower because I think I'm going to fall. Maybe I'll have somebody come in and just stand outside the bathroom while I shower. So it's these little increments of once you accept one type of help, then it's easier to accept other types of assistance when you get older. And it's preventative. It prevents you from having to go to assisted living. It can prevent you from having to go to a nursing home.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things that my mom definitely doesn't want to do is going into a nursing home because she, her, have and of course we all hear about the nightmare issues. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, a lot of older adults today remember nursing homes of like 50 years ago, and they were scary. Not saying that some of them are not scary today, but I think one thing that I suggest for families is, you know, before there's a need, go visit some assisted living communities. Have lunch there. Go into a nursing home to just see what it's like, because there's this fear in the back of our heads that these places are horrible, scary places. And I think a lot of people would be surprised to find that they're not scary and they're not horrible. Sometimes they're very needed.
Yeah, one of the things that I really do like about the assisted living and the senior communities is that they have interaction with other people. Because my mom, you know, at times could be like 3-4 days, she doesn't talk to anyone. And when you don't talk, when you don't engage, that's when you can also lose your mind too, right?
Yes, there are plenty of statistics that show that isolation and not, you know, not being able to socialize, not being able to get out of the house results in a couple of things. Anxiety and depression, and it contributes to memory loss. So the assisted living communities, like you say, they're wonderful. They offer socialization, activities, outings. Just the fact that you can come down and have lunch with a bunch of people and then, you know, go back to your room and be by yourself is a benefit.
Right. You know, I know that some people talk about long-term care. This is about insurance, but I'd like your take on long-term care, if you think we should start thinking about that or not.
And you're talking specifically about insurance?
Yes. You know long-term care?
Yes,
meaning
I do.
Like insurance care.
You know, I can tell you, because of my family experience of losing my parents and a brother and sister, I bought my long-term care insurance policy when I was 40, and I'm going on 55. You know, it allows choices when you're older. Some of the older clients that I have today have in-home care. They have the insurance pay for long-term care, for skilled nursing. It just allows you to live your life at the end of your life the way that you want. I highly recommend it.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I think about that myself, and because I don't want the burden on my son. I only have one child. My mother, she's got 4 kids, so that's a little different. But if you have just one child, I don't want to put the whole burden on him. And definitely that's been on my radar as well. So it's really good to hear that you believe in long-term care so that you can prepare. This, again, is preparation, isn't it?
It's preparation and it's planning, and it just gives you the peace of mind that when you get older, help is going to be available for you the way that you want it to. And if you get it at a young age, it's no more expensive than car insurance. If you wait till you're older, it gets a little pricey.
Car insurance, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's
I like
car
the way
insurance.
You look at it that way. It's necessary. It's so necessary. Okay, so your website is PamelaDWilson.com, correct?
Yes. Correct.
And yeah, and your book, The Caregiving Trap, Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes, is available as a brand new book. So excited for you. And it's such a very important and needed information for everyone. Really appreciate you being here. Thanks so much. Again, everyone, PamelaDWilson.com. You as a caregiver have a lot of options. The book, The Caregiving Trap, Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes, will give you so many information that you can use for yourself, for your children as well, and for your loved ones. All right, everyone, thanks so much. Great information. I put a link on my website, Wellness for Life, on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne. Until next time, stay well.